Vancouver-based Constantine Metal Resources has found promising deposits at the Palmer site in the last few years and joined forces with a Japanese investing company. The site is about 40 miles north of Haines, near the Canadian border and the Klehini River, which drains into the Chilkat River. The recent developments have people in Haines staking out positions on whether a future mining operation would benefit or hurt the community. The Lynn Canal Gillnetters is an organized group that met recently in a closed meeting to discuss its position on the Palmer project. It did not come to an agreement. Fisherman Norm Hughes was at the meeting.
We were split down the fence, like most issues in Chilkat Valley, whether it's fishermen talking about a specific issue or whether it's community talking about issues. And I'd like to hear more from the mine.
Will Prisciandero attended the meeting. He belongs to the Lynn Canal Gillnetters and is also the Haines representative on the board for the United Southeast Alaska Gillnetters, or USAG. He opposes having a mine near the Chilkat River because of potential effects on the watershed and salmon habitat. However, he thinks if the company keeps finding promising deposits, the mine will move ahead anyway. He says fishermen need to watch the project's progression, even if it's not yet in the permitting phase for a mining operation, so that they don't miss the opportunity to express their opposition and concerns.
I don't believe it's too early to start talking about it. There are not as many permits being applied for right now because the mine is in an exploration phase. It hasn't gone to a developmental phase or mining phase. So it's definitely something we should keep an eye on.
Bill Thomas is a longtime Haines fisherman and was also at the recent meeting. He's less concerned about a potential mine at this stage of the process when there's so few details about what that operation would look like.
You know, I says, you know, Chicken Little's still alive. You know, and I says, we can't react to something we don't know about.
He says talk about acidic runoff or tailing dam breaches, like the recent Mount Polly disaster in British Columbia, are not relevant at this stage and only create fear. Alaska and U.S. environmental regulations are not like Canadian mining regulations, he says.
People are trying to compare us with the Canadians. Wrong. Canadians are less stringent on the EPAD restrictions. We're very strict.
Prisciandero says even if some fishermen support the development of a mine, he would think they would want to advocate for the protection and safety of the watershed and salmon for the area's biggest source of income, commercial fishing. Haines has nearly 180 skippers and crew who commercial fish. The industry landed $11.5 million in seafood in Haines in 2012, and that meant about $326,000 in fish tax to the borough. Prisciandero says if the Palmer Project becomes a mining operation, he wants fishermen to have input in the design.
If we can kind of get the best interest of the fish and the valley to protect them on water quality and any other parameters that might best management practices that the mine could entail up there to limit any impacts if the mine does go forward.
Thomas, meanwhile, says as resource extractors themselves, fishermen should not squeeze out other industries, especially one that promises local jobs.
And we don't want to be labeled as against other people to extract what they want, what they think is right. You know, we get to extract salmon. We sometimes over-harvest. Nobody, you know, we're not criticized for it when they don't meet their escapement goals. Then we end up having more impact on the resource than probably some resource extractors, and whether it's logging or mining or what. So that's why I just sit back and watch and see what happens.
The struggle to either welcome or oppose an incoming industry isn't new for small communities, says Meredith Pocart. She's the executive director of the local Tokchinook Watershed Council. The council does not have a stance on the Palmer Project, but she says it's a discussion that the entire community is going to have at some point if the project keeps developing.
As a community, whenever you're looking at any development potential, it doesn't really matter what it is. It's really important to look at your social, economic, and environmental impacts in both sides of those, positive, negative. What will it actually mean for the community to have this proposed development? And with fish, yeah, it fits all three of those.
Prisciandero says if Lynn Canal Gillnetters is able to come to an agreement on a stance about the Palmer Project, USAG will also likely weigh in. The issue is on the agenda for discussion at the next USAG board meeting. Other state fishing organizations may also become involved if the local fishing fleet takes a stand either way and asks for support as the project continues to move toward development. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.